Jesus Fix It, the Good Morning Radio Podcast with Seth and Jess.
What do you want to know, and when do you want to know it?
When you're trying to get in a relationship.
Yes.
All right, so I thought this would be cool for us to talk about. Of course, I got this idea from social media.
Of course.
I was scrolling through Facebook, and I saw one of my friends post this question. What should people know about each other before being in a relationship?
That's an awesome question.
This is so good. And I hope that when people are trying to get to know each other and potentially getting involved with each other, that they won't get offended by questions and having these conversations, because right. This is important. Being in a relationship is a big thing.
It's and serious so, business.
But, you know, me being single and dating and stuff, I'm finding dating during these times, people get so offended so easily. Like, right. I know you've been married for a long time, Seth.
Almost 22 years.
Yes. Yay. Good. Yeah. But, you know, I'm divorced, and I'll tell you, dating now is not like it was dating way back when I was married before. People get so offended when you're just trying to get, well, in my experience anyway.
Really?
And I feel like being upfront, being straightforward and honest, and asking the hard questions, having these conversations will cause a lot less drama in the long run.
Right. Yeah. It can make sure that the relationship weathers the rough times instead of breaking apart.
Yes.
But there is a difference between, you know, dating for, hey, we're just going to go out and have some fun and be
yeah,
relationship, or dating for a long-term purpose.
Now, if you have that understanding that you are dating just, hey, I just want a companion. I want somebody just to go to the park with, or just to go to the movies with. I just want a little fun companion. Hey, that's different.
That's one thing.
But if you're dating for the purpose of, hey, one day I want to be married, then yes, let's ask these hard questions.
You have to
know about these things before you get involved. So, all right. So I love this. Somebody said, I want to know how they act when they get angry.
Very good question.
Yeah.
And that's not something you can ask and get an answer from. That is something you have to observe.
Yeah. I don't know if everybody would give an honest answer. Now, I'll straight up tell you, I have a temper.
What?
But it takes a lot. It takes a lot to get me to that point.
I can attest that I know exactly where that point is.
Ditto. Ditto.
But that is something that is very, very important, because when you're angry, that is a point where you're not really – and there's a difference between being just upset and when you're angry. I mean, when you're like, angry.
Yeah, being upset is – yeah.
But when you're full on angry, you can quite easily kind of lose your composure, and I don't know what you kind of go back to your default setting a little bit, and it is good to see how people react and how quickly they collect their composure. Do they just go off and let, you know, like a hurricane for a while, and then
are you going to let me have that cooling off period? Can we cool
yes.
off and then come back to talk about it later?
Excellent
Can we communicate?
Question.
Yeah.
Very good question.
And I get a lot of these things you're going to have to just see. Like, it's trial and error. Like, this is not a foolproof, okay, let me just ask these questions and just see. Some of these, you're just going to have to go through some stuff to see if you're compatible. But I do agree that some questions you just have to ask. Let me see. Another thing. This is a big one, Avi. I need to know where your beliefs are. Do you believe in Jesus before? Now,
that's critical.
Yeah, because I feel like, is it possible that your relationship can stand the test of time if you have different beliefs?
Yes.
It can. But in my opinion, well, all I'm going to say is, In my own history of relationships, it hasn't worked for me. Having different beliefs,
There's only one that I've ever observed, and it hasn't worked for me, right? But my former in-laws, and remember, I've been married before, right? So my former in-laws, my mother-in-law was Episcopal.
Mm-hmm.
My father-in-law was Jewish.
Yeah.
And it was very interesting because they were accepting of each other.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. So come Christmas time, there was a menorah and a Christmas tree, mm-hmm. you know, and it was very, but they had been married and they were married for a very long time. And they made it work.
Yeah.
But it was kind of, I'm going to do my thing, you do your thing.
And yeah.
We're not really going to talk about it, which I don't know if that's healthy.
I have friends and family that have made it work.
Right.
I have, my cousin is Christian and his wife is a practicing Jehovah's Witness.
Mm.
And I have a friend who is Christian and her husband is Indian and they've made it work. They had mm-hmm. two separate ceremonies when they got married.
Yep.
I have friends who practice, one is Jewish and, you know, just like your right. in-law, your previous in-laws,
yeah.
It can work. And I think it's just whatever works for you and your household. Me, I want my husband sitting beside me in church.
I'm the same way.
That's just how I roll. That's yeah. just what I want for me and my family. But I think, you know, to each his own. Like,
right. You have to do a lot of praying about it when you're getting into a relationship anyway. And then the thing is, you got to listen to what God is telling you.
Mm-hmm.
And then do what God is telling you. That's always fun.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it can work. For me, when I got to the point where I was ready to start exploring having a relationship post-divorce, there was no question. I was not going to entertain the idea of not dating a Christian or not establishing a relationship without
right.
somebody who shared my viewpoints. It's just too important to me to have that become a source of contention later on down the road.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think we should do it this way. Well, I think we should do it this way. Why have that argument?
Yeah.
That's one that can fairly easily be avoided.
Yeah. I know if it's going to bother me, then I don't even want to go there. Like if I know going into a relationship, you don't have a relationship with Jesus.
Right.
Then that's going to bother me.
Mm-hmm.
Then why would I even mm-hmm. enter into any type of relationship? Do you see what I'm saying?
Oh, I completely agree with that. And it, not to go too extreme, but at the end of the relationship or at the end of life, when that person passes on, if they don't have a relationship with Jesus, it's heartbreaking because you know you're not going
We're
to
not
see
gonna
them
see
again.
We're not going to see each other. Right. Yeah.
And that's where it's so heartbreaking. And no, I don't. No, I would rather avoid that.
Yeah.
At all costs. There's some other really important things that you need to know about the other person, too.
Yeah. Okay. So somebody else said mental and physical health background
oh, yeah.
of a person and their family members matter. Now, okay. So I'm going to tell you.
Yeah. You have a very interesting story about
Okay. That. So okay. I just don't even know where to start. All right. So my ex-husband had some major health issues. He had kidney disease.
Mm-hmm.
He had a kidney transplant. So when we first dating, I knew he had had a kidney transplant and he was totally healthy. He
right.
was fine. So when we got married, he was healthy, fine, thriving.
Right.
And so I knew these things about him and I was fully prepared for whatever our future held, right?
But you were kind of hopeful that nothing would happen.
Oh, totally hopeful.
Sure.
Well, in the middle of our bliss and happiness, his kidney failed because he had had that kidney for 20 years. His kidney failed. He coded in the hospital, almost died.
Wow.
Went through, it was very traumatic for
right.
him, obviously. For me, I was considerably younger than him. This was like really traumatic for
right.
me. I don't mean to make it about me, but it was traumatic for me to watch him go through that.
And that's reasonable. Yeah. That's expected. How long have you guys been married when this happened?
We were only married for not even a year.
Oh man.
So it was so traumatic to watch him suffer like that. We
right.
didn't think he was going to make it.
Nice.
The pastor had come in and everything. Thankfully, he came out of it. I ended up donating a kidney to him. And anyway, make a long story short. Now, when I date, I am careful about dating someone who has health issues. And that's not to say that just because you have health problems, I won't date you. I don't want to get involved with you. But I feel like I kind of have like a PTSD situation.
I can understand that. Yeah, because it was a traumatic experience.
It was so traumatic that if you tell me, hey, I have this disease that, you know, I may be hospitalized for sometimes, or I think about that. Do you know what I mean?
I do, because it's a reasonable concern, because when you start a relationship, a long-term relationship, a marriage with someone who has a significant health issue, then there are additional responsibilities and stresses that you are taking on as that person's partner.
There you go. Yes.
And you have to make the decision, am I capable of being there for them?
Mm-hmm.
Am I strong enough to take on that responsibility and those stresses? It's the same thing. You have a conversation with somebody about children.
Yeah.
Not everybody is cut out to be a parent. I know that's going to upset some people. Oh, everybody should have kids. No, not everybody should have kids. If you know that you don't have the temperament for it, you can't handle the stress of having children, or...
Well, not everybody wants children,
right, too. Exactly. And if it's if that's not you, that's something that you have to share and explain.
Well, but, not yeah, only the, that, the whole responsibility thing. There are, if you are potentially getting in a relationship with someone and you know you are dating to get married.
Right.
And say, for example, this person tells you, hey, I have a strong mental health history and I have these mental health issues going on. Mm-hmm. I think it is fair to know that up front, especially if this is somebody you are potentially going to have children with one day.
Absolutely true. It's also important to discuss if they have a history of an addiction.
Definite. Oh, that is definite.
Yes, yeah. Because that also is something that you have to be wary of forever.
Mm-hmm.
You can be successful in your battle from addictions, but the temptations always rear their ugly head. And that is something you have to be prepared to battle.
All right. What about this one? You should know if their family is problematic. Now, listen, if John, if Mama Nim is going to always be in our business.
Oh.
If you're going to run and tell Auntie everything, I want to know.
Well, you know what they say. What? You don't just marry the other person. You marry their family.
See.
Now, that was an issue in the previous marriage.
This is how I feel about relationships. Now, I think your relationship should be private. Now, there are certain things you may want to share. There are some fun moments you may want to share, but when there are things going on in my relationship, they should stay in my relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Like if we have an argument, I'm not going to go tell my mom and my sister, let me tell you what he did.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
If we have an argument, that argument should stay between me and you.
Now,
we can have a knockdown, drag out argument and be on our way to the cookout. But when we show up at the cookout, nobody at that cookout better know we just argued in the car. Do you know what I mean?
I hear you. Allow me to play devil's advocate for a moment.
Okay.
All right. Let's take a little trip in the time machine, shall we, Jess? We're going to talk about your oldest son. Okay, we've moved forward several years. He's married. He's having a great relationship. Things are going well. And you hear about a bit of a tiff between your son and his wife. An argument.
What'd she do to my baby?
No. You've just answered my question.
I'm going to try not to be that mom. I'm going to try not to be that mom.
Okay.
I'm going to try not to be that mom.
Okay.
Because I'm not that mom now. Now, I'm the mom.
What?
Well, I'm the mom. I know. I've landed the helicopter a little bit when it comes to certain things. But I know my kids, and I know that there's my kid's story, and then there's also, like, the real story.
Sure, so, there's his side, her side, and then the truth.
Yes.
I got you, yeah.
So I'm going to try to be that way when it comes to
okay
that, too.
Right.
So...
I don't know.
I haven't had to deal with the girlfriend stuff yet because my kids are so secretive. So I don't, wait a minute. Is that for a reason? Oh my gosh. Okay. You know what? I don't want to talk about them right now.
Hang on a second, because we just struck therapy gold right there.
This hurts. This hurts so bad.
I get you on that because the issues that Chris and I, my wife, she and I deal with, we don't go on social media and say, oh, you're not going to believe what she just did, or you're not going to believe what he just did. We don't do that.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's healthy to go off.
I have
and do
a question for you.
Yeah.
Okay. So I know your mother-in-law kind of lives with you because she has a separate apartment.
It's an apartment that's literally on the house. Okay. So it's her special. Yeah. Right.
So if you and Chris have a little tiff, a little disagreement,
right,
does she know about it?
Oh, that's a really good question. When she's wearing her hearing aids.
Oh, my gosh. like, do you guys kind of, like, if...
Do we bring her into the discussion?
No, like, if you and Chris have a disagreement and it's dinner time,
mm-hmm.
are you just like, Mom, can you tell Chris to pass the peas?
Oh, no. No. We're not that
You're
kind.
You're not petty or anything?
Well, I didn't say I wasn't petty. I am, but just in a totally different way, a much more sinister
way. Okay, so you don't
way.
Involve her in your...
No. there may be times when we've had a discussion and it's kind of tender and Mom will make a suggestion about it and both of us will be like, Mom,
ooh, stay
we're
out
good.
Of it. Yeah, good. Good for
we're
you.
Okay.
Good for you.
No. Yeah, so...
Okay, so I love this one right here. It says... when getting into a relationship, women should know how men treat their moms.
Yes, that is a very good indicator of how things will be later on down the line. Yeah, I agree with that.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
You know, it's interesting you mention that because when my wife and I were dating and having all the discussion, I think we mentioned in the previous podcast that my wife and I had this evening where we just kind of laid out our past, you mm-hmm. know. One of the discussions that happened later is she said, listen, one of the things that's probably going to happen later in our life is we're going to have to take care of my mother. Mm-hmm. She will probably be living with us. This is what happened with her grandmother. And she said, how do you feel about that? I was like, you know what? I'm okay with that because I helped take care of my mother before she passed from cancer. So, yeah, I can understand that. And I have been prepared for that our entire marriage so that now that it's happening – the stress, the surprises, there's still a lot of stress involved with it. But it's not one of those things that is a danger to our relationship. Now, had that been a surprise, oh, by the way, I can understand why it would be rough on some relationships. But the fact that we had that discussion prior has really helped.
Yeah. Well, this is good. I mean, there are so many things. I think the thing is... communication.
Absolutely.
Communication. So mm-hmm. this is helpful. Thank you for the therapy session.
Oh, there's going to be more. There's going to be more. Yeah.
More therapy?
For you.
What?
Oh, yeah. Oh, we're just getting started.
Oh, my goodness. All right. I'll just hold on tight. Right now, I'm so single that when they ask for an emergency contact, I just put down Jesus.
Thanks for listening. If you have questions or comments, send them to podcast@spiritfm.com. This is a production of Positive Alternative Radio.
The Jesus Fix It podcast is brought to you by Mardell Christian Education Stores, which provide a vast selection of faith-based products and supplies for both classroom and homeschool teachers. You can find Mardell exclusive brands in their education, church supply, and gift departments, you know, like Renewing Minds and The Brainery. Toys for the kiddos from Melissa and Doug, science and craft activity kits, they're all 30% off. And you can view their weekly ad and what's on sale anytime you like by simply downloading the Mardell app.
Good to Go is another encouraging podcast you'll love. Join host Christian Suter weekly as he tracks down people doing good things for others. You'll be inspired and reminded that there's always something good going on when you search Good to Go, wherever you get your podcasts.